USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has spoken with the leaders of Israel and Palestine. In a statement, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he spoke to President Biden about the latest developments in the Middle East as Israel and Gaza continue to escalate with shelling and air attacks. Biden also spoke with Palestinian President Abbas. The Associated Press said their headquarters were destroyed during an Israeli airstrike on a building after people were told to evacuate. Palestinian authorities say over 130 people have died. Mediation efforts are underway. The U.S. envoy is now on the ground meeting with Palestinians and Israelis separately. Egypt is also working to de-escalate the intense fighting. On Friday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the loss of life was tragic and horrific to watch. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-34-BIBLE. That's 844-34-BIBLE. 844-34-BIBLE.
More than 13,000 gas stations in the East still don't have any gas, according to Gas Buddy. A week ago, a cyber attack took out the Colonial Pipeline, and stations in the East began running out. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts tells Fox News it's critical for America to maintain its energy independence.
Everything that undermines our energy independence, like canceling the Keystone XL pipeline, pushing the Green New Deal, all these things is going to make us more vulnerable. And it was one of the things that was a strength under the last administration that we were starting to become a net exporter of petroleum products.
Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm said the gas supply should return in the next few days. A former agent with Customs and Border Protection could be looking at up to 10 years in federal prison. According to federal court documents, Rhonda Lee Walker has pleaded guilty to illegally bringing a Mexican woman to her home to work as a housekeeper and a nanny. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Russia and the United States are once again in another space race. This time, it's the first movie to be shot in outer space. The Russian space agency Roscosmos announced that it selected its crew to headline the film, which will be called Challenge. The movie will star actress Yulia Parisilt, who beat out hundreds for the role, and will be directed by Klim Shevchenko. The effort was announced last year, just after Tom Cruise and NASA announced their own collaboration to make a movie on the International Space Station. NASA says the projected production costs for the movie are around $200 million. Russia says their actors will undergo standard cosmonaut training and will take up two of the three seats aboard the October launch of the Russia Soyuz mission. More companies are looking for workers as the pandemic starts to subside. Some are even giving raises, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
McDonald's is raising hourly wages by 10% as the fast food chain moves to hire 10,000 workers in the United States. Entry-level employees at company-owned locations will make around $11 to $17 per hour. Some shift managers can make up to $20 an hour. McDonald's saying the move is a response to the challenging hiring environment amid the pandemic. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.